So what Legacy Box does is they provide a solution by digitizing all these analog media, right? So they said, send me all your old photos, tapes, documents. I will scan them. Now they're digitized. And obviously, the issue of being lost goes away because you can have as many backups as you want. The issue of them losing quality, losing their color goes away because it's now in that digital media.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
This episode is brought to you by Tapcart, the number one mobile app builder for D2C e-commerce brands on Shopify. If you haven't heard of Tapcart, they're a no-code platform that makes it crazy easy for you to turn your Shopify store into a mobile app that your consumers will absolutely love. The integration with your store is seamless and can be used directly in the Shopify admin, and everything is real-time synced, so all your products and collections get pulled directly into the app without any extra effort on your part. Now, intelligent brands are winning today, knowing that push notifications are the key to reaching your top segment of customers in the age of saturated email and text marketing. Marketing truly is an attention game, and push notifications are the key to building your community and your lifetime customer value. Now, at BFCM around the corner, now is the perfect time to launch a mobile app for your store. The Tapcart team makes it super easy for you to get your app live in the App Store in just 2 weeks or less. You'll be surprised how light the lift is to get started, so I highly recommend you check out Tapcart. Even if you're not sure if a mobile app is suitable for your store, it's worth a 30-minute demo to learn about this incredible conversion tool. Now, Tapcart is offering up to 3 months for a limited time leading up to this peak season. So take advantage of their best deal of the year by booking a free 30-minute demo at tapcart.com/Fastlane. That's tapcart.com/Fastlane. Well, hey there, I'm Steve Hutt. I'm Senior Merchant Success Manager here at Shopify, and welcome back to the fifth season of E-Commerce Fastlane. I know there's plenty of podcast choices in e-commerce and direct-to-consumer marketing, and just the fact that you're listening in today and learning really means the world to me, and I know it does for my featured guest. I'd also recommend to get the full value of today's episode that you click through from whatever podcast app you're using. You can go over to get the show notes. They're over at ecommercefastlane.com, and you'll find the transcript, links, and then a few resources that we're going to mention today. Now, today's episode, my guest is Eduardo Lopez Soriano, and he's the Vice President of Marketing for UPS Capital. You may not know who UPS Capital is, but he's part of a team that's responsible for the InsureShield shipping app that's available now for Shopify stores. We're going to unpack a bit about who is UPS Capital and who is, you know, we all know who UPS is, but then what's going on with this new tool now, this new app called InsureShield. So, hi, Eduardo. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Hi, Steve. It's great to be here.
Absolutely. I'd argue there's probably hundreds of thousands of Shopify brands that really know and love UPS for all their shipping solutions. I mean, just think of kind of the speedy and kind of accurate order fulfillment, easy label printing, and having UPS as your carrier. Hundreds of thousands of brands know all about that. But I'd argue maybe a lot don't know or understand about, well, what is UPS Capital? And then how does this new InsureShield app kind of fit into the mix or the umbrella of UPS Capital? So let's kind of unpack the org chart of UPS, UPS Capital, and now with this InsureShield product.
For sure, Steve. All right, so let me start a little bit the high level, and then we'll get more into detail. So sure. UPS Capital, it's part of UPS, is a business unit of UPS focused on improving customer experience by providing peace of mind during the shipping process and streamlining the post-purchase journey. All right, so that's a mouthful. So what does that mean? What that means is that we provide insurance. We provide shipping insurance. If a merchant is sending packages and they would like to have insurance in case their packages are damaged, lost, or stolen, while they're in transit? Well, with UPS Capital and InsureShield and the Shopify app that we now have for InsureShield, well, they can get that insurance. Now, as simple as that sounds, you actually get a lot with it, right? So once you have a policy with shipping insurance, you have tons of flexibility. So one way to think about it is, as a merchant, as you're setting the rules, you have downloaded the Shopify app, you decide. You decide if you want to insure all your packages because you want to play it safe, and roughly 1% of the value of what you're shipping doesn't sound like too expensive to insure all of it, well, then you go ahead and do that. Or you may have different risk profile, and you may say, you know, I will not insure everything, but I will insure those SKUs that are high value, fragile, or perishable, right? So those that I perceive to be higher risk, I'm going to focus on those. Other way to look at it, you may say, you know, in my experience, I've been shipping with different carriers, and one of them has a lot. So one other way to look at it is, I have shipped with many carriers, and a couple of them are excellent. They have great reliability. I usually don't have any problems with packages being damaged or lost. But there's this one carrier where I'm getting a lot of shipping incidents. Well, then I'm going to go and insure whenever I send shipments with that particular carrier, right? Mm-hmm. And then there's even more. So the same way that you decide by carrier, you may decide, hey, I want to insure to a specific destination because that destination in particular, I've seen in my experience, has a lot of porch piracy. And we see that that issue is becoming more prevalent. So yes, whenever I ship to that destination, I'm going to use the insurance. Now, that's all based on risk profile. Now, you also have flexibility based on who should pay the premium for the insurance. So you may decide, you know, I'm going to control it as the merchant, as the SMB, I'm going to pay for the premium. Or you may decide, you know, as part of the path to purchase during the checkout cart, I'm going to show that option to the consumer to decide if they want to insure their shipment. Even if the consumer says, okay, no, I'm not going to insure it. But you as a merchant decide, you know, even if my consumer doesn't want to insure it, I believe this is valuable. I believe there is some high risk. I'm going to insure it at the back end. So you give them almost like the first choice. But even if they don't take it, you would still have the safety net and insure it. So tons of flexibility. And that's all on the front end, right? Deciding that you want insurance, deciding what you want to insure. And then in the back end, something that is very important for UPS Capital, going back to this topic of streamlining the post-purchase experience. Well, what we do is we have a claims process that is really completely smooth. You get around 95% of the claims we're approving, and you get a decision within 5 days. Mm-hmm. So that's really, in a nutshell, what UPS Capital does.
I think it's lovely. I know. I think a lot of brands that I speak to, a lot of them definitely have lost or stolen or damaged items. And unfortunately, when they start doing the research, especially brands at scale, they start doing research just saying, okay, how many units did we have to replace? Because they just don't have the manpower or the process. And a lot of them use different carriers for their fulfillment, depending if they're using a 3PL or a wholly owned warehouse. They're making kind of a financial decisions on which carrier they're going to use based on the destination that it's going to. And so knowing that, it creates a lot of logistical complexities that a lot of brands just say, you know what, it's a cost of doing business, like chargebacks are. People are okay with chargebacks. They say it's bad, but it's a cost of doing business, and they don't deal with it. And I think that's where InsureShield actually fits into this mix, because brands that ignore the fact that there is a post-purchase problem of loss, stolen, porch piracy, all these different things, knowing that there is an app that's available now that's one central location, no matter what your carrier is. I think that's some of the misconceptions in the marketplace right now, is that no matter what carrier, you don't have to be a UPS shipping customer. You can be FedEx and DHL and United States Postal Service. You can use any carrier, but UPS, with the insurance we have through the InsureShield app, protects that. Either the customer chooses to protect it for themselves because they feel it's very valuable, or the unfortunate only $100 in kind of claims that is available as a default typically for a lot of carriers, if it's the merchant that's making the decision or they just get that automatically as part of their thing. I think it's a really interesting nuances. So maybe we can talk a little bit about that, about the, I guess, the benefits overall now that you see that, you know, hey, a brand that didn't really look at their numbers and they're just calling it a cost of doing business versus the very small amount of money to fully protect it and then the customer experience you get on the other end.
One way to approach it is talk about how the large retailers have created these elevated expectation of customer experience and how they can do that and how they can, quote unquote, self-insure versus the impact to the bottom line of an SME. One way to think about this, when you're thinking of the way to look at insurance and the value it brings. If you think about it, in the last 3-4 years, the expectations of a customer experience have continued to increase. And a lot of that is being driven by large retailers, such as Amazon, Best Buy, Amazon, and so forth. When we did some research and we asked consumers, hey, if you were to rate Amazon's shipping experience and you have a range from 1 to 5, what score would you give? And 64% of the consumers rated Amazon's shipping experience between a 4 and a 5, right? With the best. Now, if you ask that same question for SMBs, only 29% of them were in that range, in the 4 or 5 range. Now, for someone as big as Amazon, and like we were saying, the Walmarts, the Best Buys of the world, it's very easy to provide an excellent shipping experience, even when something goes wrong, because they're very willing and very quick to say, okay, there was an issue. I'm going to go ahead and reship it. I'm going to head and refund you. Now, for SMBs, they need to compete in the same plane, right? They're competing with them. They want to grow. Alongside. And for them, it's a lot more expensive, right? They don't have all that backup. They don't have all those strengths in their financial income to say, yeah, I'm going to pay for it and I'll be fine. It hurts a lot more. Right. So if you have insurance, if you have that safety net through InsureShield, and you know that, hey, 95% of the time when I submit a claim, it's going to be paid. Well, then I am a lot more willing to quickly talk with the customer and said, yep, right away, I will reship it or refund it. And now by having that ability to be so quick, ability to be so nimble as these large retailers, well, now you're competing directly hand to hand with them in an even plane. So yes, by providing those insurance, you need to consider making the investment of paying for the premium, but it gives you that ability to provide an excellent customer experience, and also it has a direct impact on your bottom line.
It's interesting you mentioned that, talking about large retailers. So I shop at Figs, which is a kind of a scrub doctor nurse kind of scrub company. And, they create lots of different kind of apparel in that kind of niche. And they're a very large brand on Shopify. What's interesting, though, is I ordered something and it showed up as delivered. It was not delivered. So just some kind of a lost package. And for them, it was literally, a quick live chat session. And they said, you didn't get it? Okay, no problem. Boom, just ship you out a new one. That's not really, and ironically enough, it actually showed up again. So I guess it went to a wrong house and then it came back to my house. I let them know that's the case. They said, no, just keep it. So the odd thing about that is that when you're large, you can kind of, it gets absorbed kind of in the overall gross margin. But as you're saying, SMBs, that's not necessarily the case. And so having that insurance and having the one single source of truth to be able to follow up with it, get your claims kind of done within 5 business days, ship out the new product to the customer. Overall, net, it's a much better customer experience. So I totally get what you're saying. I'd be surprised if, Figs or other brands, if they really do follow up with it. They clearly don't have insurance because they don't really offer it. Here it is. They're just, as just a loss in gross margin and just kind of is what it is. But that's not necessarily the case that I see on Shopify's side. And I think that's one of the advantages you get with the InsureShield product. One thing I did do a tiny bit of research just kind of before recording today, and I downloaded, hopefully I don't put you on the spot here, but I downloaded, there was a really interesting research report that you and your team put together about these personalized shipping experiences. I think you're calling it the next frontier of commerce. And really in there, it's talking about what you're saying right now about SMBs. There's a lot of issues that are happening. We talk about porch piracy. I don't know how many millions of packages are being stolen every year. It's an insane number. And you know, not to mention all the negative reviews and shipping problems and blah, 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 blah. And so are you able to unpack if it's possible, if you have this doc in front of you or not, but is it possible to talk a little bit about some of the high level things that you've noted in this white paper about what it means to have a personalized shipping experience and why the market is kind of, and the consumers are kind of demanding this sort of service level now?
Yeah, let's cover that. There are a couple of things in your question, right? So one is this need for personalization and why it is important for SMBs. Yeah. And the other part that you mentioned there is everything that is happening in the market as it relates to shipping and what are the dynamics that are driving an increase in shipping incidents. So from a personalization perspective, when we ask customers, hey, what's most important for you now in the current environment? And 69% of them say, you know, personalization is super important. And not only is it important to them, 69% said they would be willing to pay for it, right? And what are they talking about when they say personalization? Well, they would like to select an arrival. And the same way that you were looking at some articles, I actually today read an article on the Wall Street Journal where it just confirmed that the findings of this analysis, where they're really focusing on, I want to make sure that I get it by X date. I want to know that I'm going to get it by the date that I'm going to be at home, rather than saying, I want it 2 days, every day, or I want it same day. The priorities are changing for the consumers, but also for the merchants. The merchants are realizing, well, if we don't want, we don't have to go that route. Even we have to always make it 2 days. Well, there are cheaper options to get it there 3 days, 4 days. And consumers are more and more okay with that. The other part that they like for customization is tracking packages in real time. And something that it's important, when we ask consumers, hey, would you consider insurance? It was a large percentage of them that said, yes, for certain products, I would pay for insurance. And that's part of personalization. That's part of the different risk profiles for each. Now, talking about the different issues that are driving that importance in the eyes of both merchants and consumers for insurance, if you think about it, when the pandemic started and we had this huge boom in e-commerce, volume, as it went through the roof, there were certain carriers that had the flexibility in the network to absorb that volume and continue to provide excellent service, but not all of them. There were some carriers that did not have that flexibility, and that increased the number of shipping issues, right? And to put it in perspective, when we started receiving claims during the pandemic, damaged packages increased by 78%. And that's already high, but then lost packages more than double from before the pandemic to during the pandemic. And that you could say, well, it's expected. Volume went through the roof. Some carriers had better ability to handle it than others. What is really interesting is even now that the growth in e-commerce has slowed down, that now that the customer behavior has changed, we're still seeing a lot of claims. And you mentioned porch piracy. And that's definitely one issue that is driving those. But there are others. There's the increase in drop shipping that more and more SMBs are using as a strategy, which has a lot of pros, but it also has some disadvantages. And the use of same-day delivery. And what merchants, what SMBs are seeing is with same-day delivery, the amount of issues or the frequency of issues with using those carriers versus traditional carriers is a lot higher. So all that is driving the increase in shipping incidents. In particular, to Porch Piracy, you said millions. It's actually 210 million packages disappeared from forges in 2021. So in 1 year, 210 million. So think about it. This is huge. It's more than one per household per year.
Right? Wow.
And the thing is, SMBs are holding the bag. They're paying for it. 64% of SMBs that we service said that they have paid out of their own pocket to cover for a stolen package because of porch pirates. And that's on the merchant side. Now, you ask SMBs if this is a big issue, and they say yes. 55% say that porch piracy is the most frustrating experience during shipping.
Mm.
And 44% of consumers would never shop with an SMB again due to lack of resolution following a stolen package. And I think the way that a statistic is phrased is super important. It's not because the package was stolen, right? I mean, that's going to happen. It's because there was a lack of resolution. And that takes us back to the importance of having insurance, of having that safety net. If there's a stolen package and you have insurance, you're going to feel a lot more comfortable saying right away, yes, sir, I'll reship or I will refund. And you go through the claims process with InsureShield.
Kind of reminds me of a story with my startup I had in optical, so selling contact lenses and eyewear for, well, in the early days, around 2009 range, and ran that for 4 years before I took an exit. But was one of the things that, you know, packages would definitely be lost or stolen. And the challenge that we had to do, which I'm sure we're a startup, so SMB, you know, we had to do exactly the same thing where, you know, we wouldn't ship out the product right away because we were under the, it was an expensive product, upwards of $200 to $300. It really wasn't in the cards to ship the customer a new one. We appreciate, quote unquote, they didn't have it. It, you know, the carrier shows they do have it. And so who's right, who's wrong in that kind of situation? The reality was, you know, we'd almost have to give the customer the details of how they could start a claim on their behalf to help us help them. It just overall was a really poor experience. If you look at it from today's perspective of kind of, as you said, the large brands know how to manage it. They either, it's just a margin loss and don't deal with it and just ship them a new one, but that's not feasible for SMBs. But now with InsureShield, you have that option where at my old startup, the challenge was they were just giving all the details to the customer to go and do it for us. And overall net, that's just not the way to run a business today. And the expectations are that you need to be taken care of and your staff that's here from what I see, prove it that, you know, you said 44% of consumers will never shop with an SMB if you're not solving a stolen package issue. That's huge because it's very clear with 200, you said 210 million packages are stolen in the US last year. Like this is, it's a big, big, big problem, but you have a solution around it. You know, very easy to protect. Either the merchant protects it or the customer protects it. And number two, if something does happen, there's one app that connects, the InsureShield app, it connects now and there's one portal to be able to submit that claim and you feel confident as the merchant to reship the product out again, knowing that you're in that claims process, it's fully covered. Thank you very much. You get paid. I think all of that works very synonymously. So I think that's something for those listening today, it's something to really consider. If your Shopify store is making 5 or 6 figures per month in revenue, then you should totally consider using TapCart to create a mobile app for your store. Now, innovative brands know that their customers prefer shopping on mobile apps and that push notifications are the key to reaching your top segment of customers in the age of saturated email and SMS marketing. Now, for a limited time leading up to the peak season, TapCart is offering up to 3 months for free. So take advantage of their best deal of the year by booking a free 30-minute demo at tapcart.com/Fastlane. That's tapcart.com/Fastlane. So I want to talk a little bit about just, I mean, you talk about the consumer behavior and some of the landscape and some, you know, and a lot of things I've learned by even, there was an even really neat infographic. I'm going to put a lot of this stuff up in the show notes today. But, you know, one of the things you talk about on some of these docs is about just the roller coaster ride a little bit just because of the pandemic. And you know, and now we have things like inflation and, you know, we talk a little bit about consumer behavior, things like that. These are all important things. But, you know, like why do you believe that is it just, is it fueled from Amazon and Walmart and Target and other places that shipping insurance really is a value driver for SMBs? Is it because of what Amazon does and or are there other things driving it? I just like to understand a little bit about maybe the consumer behavior shift that's happened over the last few years. I know you mentioned Amazon as the kind of the overall standard for fast shipping, and then we talk about personalization. But is there anything else that's kind of top of mind about the role of shipping insurance and how it plays kind of in today's landscape?
Yeah, for sure. And you mentioned inflation, and this is something that we all hear in the news. We all feel it in our pockets. But for a merchant, what that means from a shipping perspective is every time a package is lost or stolen and the merchant makes the decision to pay for that loss, resend the package, well, now it hurts more. It hurts more than it used to be because it's a bigger impact to their bottom line. Now, it's not only that. What we've seen is that many merchants have not been able to raise their prices as fast as their costs have been increasing. So now their margins are thinner. So not only are they eating a more expensive package, but when they are recuperating that loss through additional sales, now they have to sell a lot more because of thinner margins to recoup that loss. So with all those dynamics, I would say, hey, now, because of the inflation, there's never been a better time to get the insurance. Now, that's on the inflation side. Then you were mentioning also, well, so you have these increased customer expectation created by Amazon and large retailers. What else? What else is driving the benefit of insurance as you try to insure or try to provide an excellent customer experience to your consumers? So we were asking end consumers, and we said, hey, when you think about the shipping process, do you see that as part of your buying journey? Do you see that as part of your experience with the SMB? And the reason was, yes, it was overwhelming. SMB end consumers see the shipping experience as an extension of their overall experience with the SMB. And the numbers, what they show is 72% of SMBs, they have received in the last year a bad review because there were damage, loss, or poor fire packages, right? So from the eyes of the end consumer, they are not giving the bad review to the carrier. They're giving the bad review to the merchant. So again, super important. Now, there's another statistic. The top reason a shopper would bother to leave a negative review for a merchant is a package was damaged, right? So from SMBs, 72% have received a bad review. From a customer perspective, the top reason they would leave a bad review is because of a damage. Now, 37% of consumers are likely to buy from an SMB again if they have any issues with the shipping experience. And again, it all points back to there's still going to be bad situations, right? There are going to be bad situations that are created by port piracy, the increase of drop shipping, the use of same day delivery, even climate now is creating more shipping incidents. Those are going to continue and it's going to be very hard to limit them. You just need to have a safety net with insurance so you can turn a bad situation into a good customer experience.
I find it interesting with the InsureShield product about, you know, I'm going to call it the consumer elected option. I know we kind of talked briefly about this, but I want to kind of unpack this a bit more, and it'd be great if we can have a story of a particular merchant. I have some notes here that I was thinking about one merchant we may want to chat about, but it's interesting where, you know, and you're one of the unique kind of shipping insurance companies out there that are doing this very unique, that it's your multi-carrier, your one portal, you're extremely affordable, but you're giving people some rule-based. And I think it's interesting where there's consumer-elected shipping option, meaning I'm the consumer, I want to buy something I think is of high value. It could be jewelry, it could be, and we'll see in a minute, about some memory kind of things. And then all of a sudden, you know, I want to protect it as it goes out or comes to me or goes out, which we'll talk about in a second. That's the consumer-elected side of it. But then with rule-based, if the consumer doesn't select it, but the merchant, you, the Shopify store owner, if you want to protect it, you have that option from within the admin to select that option so that it is covered, regardless if the customer chooses to not pay for it. It's completely optional. So I just want to talk about, if you can kind of contrast that a bit about why is there, and do you believe it's successful right now with consumer elected option and then the merchant option with these kind of, these different rule-based kind of risk profile. Can we kind of unpack that a bit?
Yes, for sure. And we have several customers that are using both the merchant paid insurance and at the same time are providing the consumer elected insurance and then the safety net rules that you just described.
Yeah.
And the numbers support it, right? When you ask merchants, hey, how important is shipping insurance? 97% of them say, hey, it's important. And I would like to give the option to consumers to pay for insurance. Now, you turn around and you ask consumers, hey, how important is shipping insurance for you? 65% of them are saying it's important and I would be willing to pay for it, right? So earlier in the survey, early in the conversation, we said 69% of consumers would like to pay for customizations. Well, 65% of them in particular would be willing to pay for insurance. Now, let's think about the couple of examples, and you mentioned one of them, which is Legacy Box. So they have an excellent business model. It's simple in concept, but it adds tons of value. So we all have, if you think about your house, all photos, all tapes, even documents. They're in boxes, they're in the attic, they're in the basement, and they are super valuable for each of us because it's the history of our family. And they are, one, at risk of being misplaced because they're in these boxes. They're also not aging very well, right? So we all see how those photos start to decolorate. You see how the tapes also start losing quality. So what Legacy Box does is they provide a solution by digitizing all these analog media, right? So they said, send me all your old photos, tapes, documents.
Right.
I will scan them. Now they're digitized. And obviously, the issue of being lost goes away because you can have as many backups as you want. The issue of them losing quality, losing their color goes away because it's now in that digital media. So that is excellent. It's a great concept. But the company is doing great. Something that was super important for them was this circle of trust, right? They wanted to make sure that the customers, as they're sending them these memories, they feel sure they're going to be taken care of. They're going to be taken care of when they're being scanned, but they're also going to be taken care of during shipping, both when they're being shipped to Legacy Box and when they're shipping back to the consumer. So they partner with us. They partner with us to provide the insurance in their website. They provide the option for consumers to elect the insurance when they were doing the shipping. They saw how the end consumers were a lot more willing to engage with them and in the whole process if they had this insurance. And that has been driving their growth along with the excellent service and value that they offer.
One thing I noticed too, when I actually go to Legacy Box and I added an item to the cart, you know, $8 tape and film transfers, and it's like a little deal here, and I added the digital download as an option. But I just love the customer experience that goes along with it. And I think that's where your value add really comes in, where like visual, it's very compelling on the checkout pages about, hey, you know, number of people who have done this. So it's a nice little box. It says, you know, ship your Legacy Box with confidence, and then they have a price there. But then they also say, you know, required, and it says, would you like to add shipping protection? It says, yes, protect my recorded memories recommended, or no, don't protect my recorded memories during shipping. And so it's, and you know, and then you're using the UPS and the UPS Capital logo. So there's, you know, so there's some trust seal baked right in there. People are very clear that they know who UPS is, you know, as an outbound carrier. And now the UPS Capital side of the business with this app, it just overall net has a great customer experience. It's very clear that if I was checking out right now that I would want to protect like almost priceless memories, but there still could be a dollar value. You could be buying something that's, you know, $1,000, $2,000 on the internet. It seems like a very small amount of money to protect it, so that, because you just don't know the nuances that could happen if it gets lost or stolen or damaged kind of in transit, knowing that maybe there's only $100 in coverage just as a default from the carrier. The way you have it laid out here with the app, it's like phenomenal. So I want to give kudos to the team that's kind of put this together, because it seems it's very compelling, and it proves that there is that option with the Shopify app to be able to skin up your checkout flow to be able to make it compelling. So people are wanting to at least see what is it, what is it all about, and why should I get it? You kind of cover all your bases. I wouldn't be surprised if 95% of the people are saying yes in this particular case.
Yeah, no, and you hit the nail on the head, right? So that example is with Legacy Box, and that the personal treasure that they're shipping to the consumers are pitching to them and shipping to them and back. The other one that I had in mind is this customer call RAE Solutions. And what they do is they have lifts for Wrangler and Gladiator owners, right? So if you think about it, just picture a Jeep Wrangler. And a lot of the fun of it is, well, sometimes you want to drive it with the doors on. Sometimes you want to drive it with the doors off. So the process of taking the doors off, even though it's not that complicated, those doors can be hit, right? And usually you should have two people. They help each other. They take the door off. You don't have two people handy all the time. So now what they're doing is they're providing these lifts. Very easy. You put the lift below the door. You start cranking it up. The lift has wheels. And then you wield it to the tracks that they also sell. So now you have your four doors nicely stored in your garage. All right. Right. They're doing great. Tons of demand. But these lifts and tracks, they can be expensive. What they have been doing is they have been providing the insurance at this checkout cart, and the customers are taking advantage of that. And like you said, that gives them the trust to complete the purchase, buy it, knowing that if there's an issue with porch piracy, well, it's being insured, and now they have that peace of mind.
I've just gone there myself. I just did a quick Google search while you were chatting. So it's jeepdoorlifts.com is the name of the company. And I'm just kind of following along in the checkout flow. And it's interesting. So they've made the decision, and this is once again part of the options built into the app, but they've decided to auto add the insurance shipping based on the value of what's being covered. So in this particular case, I'm adding a $700 lift to the cart, and instantly it adds on another line item. I didn't do anything. It just added it on automatically for $6.65. So it's a very small marginal amount of money. But then as you scroll down on the page, you know, it has the InsureShield shipping insurance. It shows that, you know, it's $6.65 and it's on. And it says your purchase is protected against damage, loss, and porch piracy theft. And you could, you know, and there's a little question mark there to learn more. You can turn it off. And because of the Shopify app and kind of how it connects through our API, it will remove it. And then there's just that one line item, or now it says off. I click it again, it now says on, it refreshes the cart and adds the shipping insurance line item back in for $6.65. It seems like a no-brainer, but net-net, everybody's happy. Both the merchant is happy knowing that if any of these kind of catastrophic things can happen, lost, stolen, damaged, it's protected thanks to UPS Capital. And then from a buyer's perspective, I mean, they don't have to worry about it. It's a very small amount of money, but man, it's covered. Yeah, I'll just take it. It's almost like a no-brainer, but it's well executed on the car. So it's a really good example. Thanks for sharing this one. Anything else you want to talk about this company, about kind of how they do it and why? And does this auto ad just seem to work well for them? And are there other ways of executing with it, like what Legacy Box is doing?
What we have seen, and it's really goes beyond individual consumers, right? So when you think of the InsureShield option and how we're going to market and how we're partnering with Shopify by creating the app, but even with other partners, like could be, let's say, Aftershave or Sheepcaddy, as we work through them and you work with the merchants, what we're seeing is a lot of them are realizing that it is important not only to provide that checkout option for the consumer to decide whether they want to insure it or not, but they want to make it very visible. And a lot of times they want it stealth already selected. So it says, hey, your package, again, for certain SKUs that are high value, here it is, here are the shipping charges, and here is the insurance. Because as a merchant, they are recommending the insurance. And they have seen that that adds value to the experience for the end consumer. But like we've been discussing during the call, it's also a big improvement to their bottom line.
Yeah, this is exciting. This is really cool. That's a really great, great comment. And this is a really good example. I'm going to make sure this goes in the show notes. I just want to, you know, those listening today, I'm hoping that, you know, that we're stating a compelling case that, hey, you know what, shipping insurance is important. It's more than just the financial side of it. There's actually the brand value that goes along with it. And just the long-term value that you're projecting into the marketplace, if they choose to use it or not is a separate situation, but it shows you actually care about the customer and the fact that you have this option available. There's a little bit of doubt for sure in the mind of the consumer saying, huh, maybe there is an option here. Maybe something has happened to others in the past. I don't want that to happen to me. Small amount of money. Thank you very much. I'm going to buy that. But it's nice to know that it's available. And that's part of kind of how this connected app works. And so it's pretty cool. Before we kind of end today's recording, I'm curious about where we're headed with the product, because it's very clear that, you know, you're executing well. There's many, many brands that are using the solution, but where do you see it iterating kind of into the new year? Is there anything you can talk about maybe on the public roadmap about, well, here's what we do well today with the InsureShield app. Here's where we believe is going to keep iterating over time. So those that, if they become a customer of you and they learn more about this because of this podcast, what sort of like long-term growth plans are there with the solution?
Yeah, and you're right. The product is doing really well. We've seen a lot of growth on the insurance side, definitely throughout the pandemic, but even after the pandemic. We are confident that both our insurance and our claims experience are top of the line in the industry. But we're always doing research, right? We're continuously understanding what are the dynamics of the market, what are the needs and the preferences of our customers. And the good thing is, once we have all this information, we have this great group of engineers that are always creating new functionality. So in terms of where we see the evolution of our services, it's really going into the analytics part, right? And that's what the customers are telling us. We want to be able to provide information to give it to the merchants at their fingertips so they can decide, hey, I want to make better decisions on my shipping. I want to make better decisions in my insurance. And that goes with detailed information on tracking, detailed information of monitoring while the shipment is in transit. We're working on doing address risk validation, so they have an idea of which addresses are riskier than others. And all that is going to bring additional value for the merchant, like I said again, to make better decisions, make better informed decisions on the shipping, on the insurance. And at the end of the day, is those two side-by-side benefits, improving the customer experience and also improving their bottom line.
So what's our call to action for today? Like, where do we want to send, you know, there's 20 some thousand people listening to this episode today, not to be nervous, but that's what's happening. And where do you want to send everybody? Like, they've learned about this. They think that this could be something very interesting that could be a unique value for both themselves as the owner and the end consumer. You know, there's show notes, there's some links and things, but like, where do you want to send people today to learn more?
So first of all, you said, hey, we have the links, but yeah, go to the Shopify app store, look for InsureShield.
Okay.
You have the app right there, download it. It's a very streamlined process. We have a support team in case if any of our listeners run into any issues, that they would guide them through the process. And then also go to our website, go to upscapital.com. We have a page dedicated for InsureShield. When we tell them all about InsureShield for Shopify and then the other services that we have, even if you are not in the Shopify platform.
Okay, perfect. I'll make sure that I have everything in the show notes for that. upscapital.com, great idea. And it's easy to add the app. It's actually the logged in experience will automatically happen to you. So if you're in your admin and you want to go to the add the app section and just quickly search for InsureShield, you instantly will be able to add it onto your admin and then start that process. And yeah, it'll guide you along the way to get that set up. And then I'll also put some links to some other things. I want to make sure that I share this infographic that I found about last mile shipping risks and things like that. And also this white paper that you put together too. I think it's you know, we went through some of the high level stats and stuff, but I think it's a 13 page document. There was quite a bit of research done into this. I want to make sure that gets out into the wild. So that'll be in the show notes also. But yeah, this is great. Eduardo, thank you so much for coming on the show. Thank you for taking the time and educating the market. I really think this is a much needed service, and it's very clear that it's working. And now it's just to kind of start spreading the word a little bit wider so that more SMBs on Shopify have this opportunity available to them to improve their customer experience and protect their bottom line. So just kudos to you and the team. And, you know, thanks again for coming on the show.
No, thank you, Steve. It was a great conversation. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Have yourself a great afternoon. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you personally for being a loyal listener of eCommerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.